In motion, quartets, pirouettes, and silhouettes.
Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's midday interview. Steve Bundy is with me. He is with the Pender County Extension Master Gardener Volunteer Association. He is the event chair for the Fall Plant Sale coming up this Friday and Saturday in Hempstead this year. And first of all, Steve, welcome.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Good. Now, before we begin, though, you have a couple of disclaimers that you want to get on the air.
I do. Having the last name of Bundy, I just need to say first off the bat that I am no relationship to Ted or to Al Bundy. You may remember Al from Married with Children.
Yes, I have never watched the program, but I've heard all about Al Bundy. You're sure he's not a nephew or something?
I have been accused of it many times, but no, I'm not.
Okay.
I'd also like to say that English is my first language, and if we talk about the plants that are going to be offered for sale, I'm going to be referring to all of them by the common name. I have only a few vacant brain cells left, and I'm not going to use those up by learning Latin.
Let us not overtax those brain cells. We've got to hang on to everyone we've got that's still functioning,
absolutely.
Right? Absolutely. I have a lot more senior moments these days than I would like to have, but what are you going to do? Now, the Pender County Extension Master Gardener Volunteer Association. Steve, tell us, what is a master gardener, and how do people become a master gardener?
The teacher for students becoming master gardener is the horticultural agent. And, of course, the one that taught our master gardener class is now gone. Chatham County lured her away from us. Her name was Charlotte Glenn, and you may remember that she did master gardener articles in the Wilmington newspaper.
And she's been on the air here a number of times.
Absolutely.
As well. Yes.
I went through the master gardener training back in 2008. And it is really extensive. There are 13 classes involved. Each one of them is supposed to be 3 hours, but ours always went over that. The classes focus in on some aspect of plants. There's a class on beneficial insects, a class on garden chemicals, pesticides, herbicides, etc., a class on propagation. So there are 13 of these, and you need to go through all of those classes. You have to pass a test at the end of the course. It's an open book test, so it's not all that demanding. And you are required to devote 40 hours of volunteer work having to do with gardening, and there are a lot of different opportunities. The plant sale, for example, I'm running up a lot of volunteer hours in conjunction with this plant sale.
I imagine you are. Now, the Master Gardener classes do cost, right?
There is a cost, but that's only really to cover materials.
Okay. Wow, wonderful. But 13 sessions, 3 or more hours each.
It's quite. The day that I finished my classes, I met Charlotte walking in the hallway of the building where the classes were taught. And I said, the main thing that I learned when I went through the Master Gardener program was how little I knew about plants.
Mm-hmm. I think it's wonderful they cover all those aspects like beneficial insects and pesticides, herbicides, if you choose to use them. Do they offer natural alternatives or organic alternatives also?
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Great, because I'm a big fan of that. My own vegetable garden has been completely organic, and I've been real happy about that.
Organic gardening is really on the rise these days.
Yes.
Once you become a master gardener, the learning does not stop there.
I'm sure.
You have all kinds of classes, and we recently had one addressing organic gardening.
Wonderful. I'd like to talk with you now, Steve, about the sale. I know it's going to be in Hempstead this year instead of Burgaw, where it's been before. Where is it in Hempstead?
First of all, we have 2 sales each year, and we have had a fall plant sale in Hempstead, but this fall plant sale is very, very different from fall plant sales that we've had in the past. The difference is, first of all, you mentioned the location. In the past, they have been at the Poplar Grove Plantation in conjunction with Farmers Market, and that, in the past, the fall plant sale has only been one half day, in the morning. This plant sale is going to be at Hempstead United Methodist Church in Hempstead. It's the second stoplight after the intersection of 17 and 210 going north.
Okay.
Coming south, it's the first stoplight after the Ace Hardware and the Go Gas filling station. It's a two-day sale rather than the half day in the past. It's going to be on Friday, September the 12th, beginning at 12 noon, going to 6 o'clock that evening, and then the next morning, Saturday, September the 13th, from 8:30 until noon.
So that's this Friday and Saturday at Hampstead United Methodist Church in Hampstead. If you're just joining us, you're hearing Steve Bundy. He is a master gardener in Pender County, part of their volunteer association. He is the chairman of the fall plant sale. Now, I want to get into some of the things that will be on sale, Steve, because there are certain things that people in this area need to know about in terms of how to garden. I understand you're going to have plants that are great pollinators, some that are deer resistant, some that are salt tolerant. Can you talk about some of those things?
This is another difference between this plant sale and the ones that we had in the past. We do have a theme this year. We're offering a lot of plants that are deer resistant, drought resistant, and since we're very close to the ocean, salt resistant. But let me back up just a second. There's another big difference between this plant sale compared to the ones that we've had in the past. In the past, we've only offered plants that were propagated and grown by master gardeners. This year, we've expanded our plant sale to also include plants that we have purchased from nurseries. We've visited three different nurseries, Growing Wild, Pender Nursery, and Old Courthouse Nursery. And of all of these plants that we're getting from nurseries, practically all of these are deer-resistant, drought-resistant, and salt-resistant.
Mm-hmm.
I never really realized what a problem deer are to gardeners because, knock on wood, fortunately in my neighborhood, we don't have a deer problem.
Mm-hmm.
But I've driving down Interstate 40 going west, you see these daylilies planted between the eastbound lane, the westbound lane. I've actually seen deer out there when just before the daylilies are blooming. They're just biting the blooms right off the daylilies. There was an article about a month or so ago in the Wilmington newspaper mentioning that the residents of Old Point neighborhood are considering bringing archers in to thin out the deer herds. It's such a problem.
Wow.
There. I have sold plants to customers in the past that have come back and said, Mr. Bundy, just before my plants, my tiger lilies were ready to bloom, all of a sudden they disappeared. What happened? That's the problem that deers cause.
We have about two, maybe 3 minutes left, Stephen. I'd like to talk about the proceeds from the plant sale, who benefits, but I also want you to talk for just a minute about the importance of plants that are pollinators, because we hear about the colony collapse disorder with the honeybees and how much trouble they're in, and what we can do as gardeners to help the bee population.
One of the best things we can do is to choose plants that are called pollinator plants, and we've got a lot of those. Joe Pieweed, the butterflies, the bees just swarm all over them. The false indigo or baptisia plants. So we're offering a lot of plants that are pollinators, but you're absolutely right. The bee population has just been decimated by a lot of overuse of our herbicides,
yes,
insecticides.
Right.
It really is a big problem.
It is a crisis, and we all need to participate in helping that population grow again. And because there are many foods that we eat that would not exist if we didn't have the plants pollinated by the bees. Let's talk now about the proceeds from the plant sale.
All right. We have a project called the School Outreach Program. Some of our master gardeners go into the classrooms and get children really interested in the beneficial insects. We also, in the spring, will have small potato gardens for the students, and they absolutely love it.
I know,
and,
sure.
So our proceeds help to support the school outreach program, buying materials used in that program. In Pender County, we have two teaching gardens. We have one at the Extension office in Burgaw, and one at the library. So we use some of our proceeds to buy plants, mulch, to keep those teaching gardens in good shape. We have several ways to get information about this.
Okay.
At our plant sale, we're having a Ask a Master Gardener tent,
okay.
And people can come find out about our we have a hotline.
I just want to say one more time, the fall plant sale is this Friday from noon to 6 and Saturday from 8:30 to noon at Hempstead United Methodist Church in Hempstead. Steve Bundy, thank you for telling us all about it.
Thanks very much. It was great to be here.